in Washington. Political analysts are looking at the number of congressional retirements in the political year ahead, predicting Republicans will gain even more seats to widen their majority.
So far, it appears about 24 Democrats have indicated they won't seek re-election, while only 14 Republicans will not run for another term. Among them, Colorado Congressman Ken Buck, who announced his departure last month because of congressional chaos. But the departures of some Democrats in competitive districts, like California's Katie Porter, Michigan's Alyssa Slotkin, and Virginia's Abigail Spanberger have Republicans hopeful those seats will flip red, although district changes in Louisiana and Alabama could help Democratic candidates. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Maine's top election official could face impeachment in reaction to her decision to take Donald Trump off the state's primary ballot.
GOP State Representative John Andrews calls the decision by Democratic Secretary of State Shannon Bellows, in his words, hyper-partisanship on full display. And he vows to pursue an impeachment despite a Democrat-controlled legislature.
That is correspondent George Bonzani reporting. An important military study now underway.
Documents show the risks toxic substances posed in the underground capsules and silos where Air Force nuclear missile crews have worked since the 1960s. Now many of those service members have cancer. The toxic substances were recorded in documents obtained by the Associated Press through Freedom of Information Act requests. And the documents tell a far different story from what the Air Force leadership told the nuclear missile community two decades ago, when the first reports of cancer began to surface, that there was no cause for concern. The Air Force is now working on an official count of how many current or former service members have cancer. John Scott reporting.
And this is SRN News. Religious freedom advocates are turning the spotlight on Mauritania. Michael Harrington explains why.
Islam is the official religion of the West African nation, and it is illegal to follow any other faith. Religious courts in Mauritania will prosecute anyone who professes Christ under strict apostasy laws. According to Open Doors USA, the country's tiny Christian community has no legal way of meeting for worship and runs severe risks with any attempt to spread the gospel. There are some Islamic terror groups operating in eastern Mauritania. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Opponents of Connecticut's policy allowing boys to compete against girls in high school sports will get a second chance to challenge it in court. A federal appeals court in Manhattan has revived the case. Alliance Defending Freedom, which represents the four female athletes who brought the lawsuit, says it looks forward to seeking a ruling on the case's merits in court. This is SRN News. Smoking cigarettes while gambling in some casinos may be a thing of the past.
Atlantic City casinos faced with that situation now and are not sure just what to do. State lawmakers will renew a push to ban smoking in 9 casinos next year, even as the industry proposes enclosed smoking areas. Now, whether the resort can continue to attract large numbers of in-person gamblers or whether they will migrate to internet gambling and sports betting is also a key question. Jason Walker reporting.
A judge in Idaho will not dismiss a lawsuit challenging the state's abortion ban. Instead, the district judge ruled on Friday to narrow the case to focus only on the circumstances where an abortion would be allowed and whether so-called abortion care in emergency situations applies to the state's constitutional right to defend life. This is SRN News.